All right, it's quarter past 11 o'clock. Mabel Louise, good morning.
And now I'm on.
And now you may commence to
have a lot of
inspiring
fun behind
us.
The scenes here talking. Okay. And I did enjoy bringing you three broadcasts about music and rejoicing in the Lord. And I hope it did some good for you. It did for me. And that you are rejoicing today. And isn't it a lovely spring day? You can kind of smell the rain. I understand we won't get much, but you know what? Whatever the Lord sends is going to be wonderful, because I still have a big heap of snow right at my back door. It's where Terry snowplowed, and it takes a little while for it to melt down and leave me. Well, there's only four more days in April. Oh my goodness, how the months go by so fast. And as I was thinking about it, I thought by memory, Psalm 90, verse 12. It's a reminder to teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. That's a reminder to all of us to appreciate and enjoy and really live life to the fullest. It's good to be reminded of that, isn't it? Because we can be down in our attitude and our ways. And if you know Jesus as your Savior, that's a no-no. Really? Yeah. It's a no-no. Say, by the way, have you remembered the nonprofit this month? Only four more days, as I mentioned. So if you haven't, we'd be so grateful for any help you can give us financially toward those 21 broadcasts that are not able to cover their own time. So anything you can do, we would be so excited and grateful and thankful. So if you listen to the daily news, you can soon learn that sin is rampant and many are in search of peace. So today I'm asking the question, are you in search of peace? And I'm sure you would respond by saying, how can anyone have peace in all that's happening in our world today? Think about all the evil killings. And no matter where you go, are you safe? It seems to me that every news report has some kind of a tragedy in some place around the world. So the question of the hour from my broadcast is still, how can we find peace? So would you stay with me and allow me to cover this topic? I may have several broadcasts to bring to you. And of course, the world seems very small now, doesn't it? With all the media and all of the air travel, and you can the travel planes go 600 miles an hour, and so you can get to places in a big hurry. And so we see more and hear more, I'm sure, than we ever have before. So we all actually, the truth of the matter is, we all, each one of us, desire to have peace. But the truth is, most people do not know where to find it. It seems that we're always searching and looking in the wrong places. For instance, looking through drugs, through alcohol, through sex, through all kinds of pleasure. And we're always using and looking for a way of escape. But you know what? All of those things I just mentioned can never, ever satisfy. And I'm reminded, and I'm sure many of you will say, oh, I remember that news report. The book, which I have in my library, is Search for Peace, and authored by Robert McGee and Don Sepaugh. And they tell the story, and that's what I'm reminding you about today, about a rock star guitarist, Jimi Hendrix. Do you remember that name? I mentioned it to someone yesterday, and they said right away, oh, I remember that. Well, anyway, Jimi Hendrix led a very, very wild, worldly life. And of course, he was taking drugs and behaving on and off the musical stage. And at the end of a concert in 1970, Jimmy threw down his guitar and smashed it at the end of his last song. Well, the audience screamed and applauded, but suddenly the applause became empty. Jimmy had fallen on his knees and was staying in a position motionless. There was a real hush in the crowd, and then suddenly he broke the stillness by asking on his mic, if you know real peace, I want to visit with you backstage. Apparently, no one responded to his invitation, because several days later, he died from an overdose of drugs. No one answered his way of peace. He sought for peace in the wrong places. And again, my question today is, do you know real peace? Have you discovered, as that rock star did, fame wasn't important, money didn't help any, self-indulgence in so many things didn't give him inner peace? So prayerfully then, let's talk about an answer. Only through a trustful commitment to Christ can you experience peace with God. So let me give you a verse to think about, and I'll try to tear it apart, and we can learn together of finding peace. It's found over in Romans 5, verse 1. And this is what the verse says. Now, I'm going to give you the King James first, and then I can give you the Amplified, which will explain it a little bit more, okay? And here's what it says. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. As I was studying this verse and trying to tear it apart, I was reading Dr. McGee's commentary. He's always so down to earth, and many of you have listened to him through the years and even gone through the Bible with him. I know that you learned a lot. I know I did. I used to listen to him all the time. So I decided that I would bring his explanation of this particular verse, because it was so down to earth and understandable. Here's what he said in his commentary. The Holy Spirit is teaching us that peace comes because our sins have been forgiven and because everything is right between you and God. Oh, isn't that precious? When everything is right between you and God, you can have sweet, sweet peace. I know that. I can testify of that. So Paul mentions over and over that we have peace through the blood of Jesus Christ, his death on the cross, which means that everything is all right between our soul and God. And that is such wonderful peace. But this is what inspired me to bring you what he said. I thought it was so down to earth. He went on to say, this verse was explained to me by a wonderful pastor when I was a teenager. He said that when man sinned in the Garden of Eden, not only did man run away from God and found himself alienated from the life of God, with no capacity for God and no inclination to turn to him, but God also had to turn away from man because God hates sin. Then when Christ died on the cross, God turned around so that now a holy God can say to a lost sinner, the person without peace, come. Oh, what a beautiful word. Come. His arms are outstretched, and he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. What beautiful words. You know, when you go to somebody's house and they smile and say, come on in, that just makes you feel so welcome. Well, that's exactly what the Lord is saying to you out there today. If you're in search of peace, Jesus is saying to you, come. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. I'll help you. I'll love you. And all you have to do is acknowledge that you're a sinner and that you are in search of peace. And you need to pray the sinner's prayer and ask the Lord for forgiveness. And he, I'm sure, is saying, I've been waiting for you. Come on in and let me be your Savior. Isn't that a sweet way to search for peace and to have peace that passeth all understanding? Well, let me read again as I close the broadcast. The Amplified Bible Translation, which is includes a lot more words, but maybe, just maybe, it might reach the heart of someone who's thinking about trusting Jesus as their Savior. Listen to the Amplified of Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we are justified, acquitted, declared righteous, and given a right standing with God through faith, let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation to hold on to and enjoy. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Isn't that good? Oh, I hope that today, if you're out there and you're searching and you're wondering, which way can I turn? Let me just say, please, turn to Jesus. And if you need help and you are searching out there today, call the radio station or call me, and I'll be so happy to go through the scriptures with you, even over the phone. I've led people to Jesus over the phone when they've called me, and I'd be so thrilled to be able to do that. So let me just close the broadcast by saying, peace with God means that you are one together. And if you're a married person, you know what that means. One together. And there's a barrier between God and man because of being born in sin. And actually, until we confess our sins and ask the Lord to come into our hearts and change us and make us a new creation in Christ, there will be no peace. And Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 27, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives unto you, but let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You see, as I said before, God is holy and he hates what sin does to us. So remember, God forgives sin, but he does not overlook it. So we must repent and ask for forgiveness and really mean it. And we'll have no peace until we allow God to rule in our hearts. So let me close the broadcast by asking, are you in search of peace? Then turn your heart over to the Lord. It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye.